Welcome to another episode of I Bought a Business. I'm Erin Greger, and today we are talking about the aftermath. So I'm 3 weeks into purchasing a business, an industry I don't know. I'm telling you, I'm freaking out about depending on my staff. I've got a staff of 3 full-timers, and I discover that one is leaving, not just leaving, but starting his own competitive business against mine at the end of the year, which gives me 3 months. So I want to talk today about what I decided to do, what my game plan was, and how I went into this. So as I mentioned, I had just hired a 4th person. So I'm a numbers geek, y'all. I love a good spreadsheet. I love balance sheets, profit loss statements, you name it. I love that stuff. I'm a dork, okay? I could do it for fun. But I'm analyzing my numbers. I know where I want to be from a profit perspective. I know my potential. And not only am I trying to get to a profit perspective, but in my true competitive nature, not only do I want, obviously, like I'm doing this to make money, no doubt, okay? I'm not going to pretend I'm doing it for the greater good of mankind, okay? I'm doing this. This is an investment. But I also want this place to be a great place to work. All right. So I want to be able to offer insurance. I want to be able to offer PTO. I want to be able to offer things where this is a great place to come and people really want to work here. Like, how do I really focus on this whenever I'm building a business? Like, how do I create win-win scenarios? Because if I can make it a great environment for my employees, that they feel respected, that they enjoy what they do, that they feel heard, that it's going to reflect on customers. And so I know in a very competitive market right now, especially as a franchise is popping up every 5 seconds in this particular industry, I know if I want to grow and get to multiple locations, whatever I decide to do, I've got to blow them out of the water from a culture perspective. And so that's my goal. So I'm looking at numbers of how I do this. Binging more people on is going to be crucial. And this is a hard industry anyway, because groomers, typically you're splitting at a 50-50 mark. So, which is not where you want to be on a payroll perspective. So I've got to, you know, understand that too. So get that person full. Now, this is a catch 22, because I know a lot of people are not going to agree with me on this. But again, my philosophy is, if you're great at what you do, and I need you full time, eventually, I need you to dedicate full time hours to me. But maybe, you know, next week, I may not need you full time. We'll see. I just don't think that's fair. If they're giving me 40 hours a week, then it's, in my viewpoint, I need to fill them up for 40 hours a week. And so I look at this as a challenge, which I like to market. I love marketing. I love to build a business. So I'm looking at it like, okay, I can put them in a full-time spot and then I got to go hustle and make sure I'm not going in the red on their hours. And so what I did with the first groomer I hired was like, listen, I like you. I think you're great. I want you to full-time. And so I'll tell you what, I will pay you hourly if I don't have the jobs for you to do. And you can help me with upfront and give me, so I can go out and network, and you can help me clean. You can help me do these things. There's always something to do, and I will pay you hourly. And again, that's on me. I don't want to be high on payroll necessarily. I'm already high on payroll. I don't want to be losing this money. So I got to fill that in quickly. So that was numero uno. Now, the next thing, I had to figure out what I was going to do about this employee leaving. Growing your business may feel like a daunting task. Between a new AI tool every minute, social media, content marketing, knowing what to do and when to do it feels like a job in and of itself. And let's be honest, as a business owner, you're probably already wearing several thousand hats, and marketer is just a heavy one to wear. But what if I told you there's an easier way? And yeah, what if you only needed just 1 hour a day for marketing and learning how to grow your business? And that's what my community, the 1 Hour Marketer, is all about. We do all the work for you in reviewing AI tools, creating the system that works for you, that's easy for you to follow, and gets your business growing in no time. We show you how to figure out what tools to use, what content method is best for your company, and how to grow into a place where you can start hiring people and enjoying your business again. Come join us over at the 1 Hour Marketer. Click the link in the show notes to learn more and join. So my other plan was to accommodate the last minuters. I'm approaching October, which October's tend to be slow because everybody's getting ready for the holidays. But I also knew from running my pet sitting business many moons ago, here's where my bread and butter was, and here's how I built it up to 12 plus full-time employees, was I would put the pedal to the metal of marketing in November and December. I knew I was going to get last minuters. And you guys, I had that phone on me 24/7. The minute somebody called, yep, I'll get you in. Yep, I'll get you in. So I could fill that person like that. And then knowing that I know there's 50% of the people who are flakes. Like, they're just calling whoever can get them in last minute. They're moving on to the next thing. They're not loyal, okay? But you got 50% who are. And I feel like a lot of people miss out. I spend a ton of time, especially since I didn't know this industry, living in Facebook groups where I see, like, what do people like? What are employees complaining about? What are these things? Like, again, I'm a very competitive person. I want to know what's going on and figure out how I make this all better and great. But one of the things people are like, you know, don't ever take a last minute appointment. Don't, you know, make them wait, make them do all this stuff. And it's like, listen, I'm not saying you should have one person just sitting there waiting for the last minuters, but when you can capitalize on a busy time, then it's going to bring you momentum into the next year. I hoped it would work. I was thinking it would work, and it actually did work. So the next plan was to find employee number 5 who would fall into the 4 spot. And I also knew that finding employees might take might take some time. What I also learned was that by me telling people, remember how I told you people were kind of flaking on that 20% show up rate of interviews? I discovered that people really don't like, especially as this is entering a huge franchise business model, like all these franchises are popping up. People hate non-grooming owners because supposedly, like, we don't understand the industry. We're kind of slave drivers. It's notorious for. We're slave drivers. We ask too much of employees. We're all about the bottom line. And so by me telling people, hey, I'm not a groomer, was not a good thing. It was a red flag for them. So I also had to learn that of, like, okay, I swear to you, I'm a good person. I really do care about you. I'm trying to build the best possible culture. But anyway, I had to learn that. So what I did was decide that I knew if I found the right person, they were going to be a filler to get that, you know, the last minute people in. I wasn't sure I could fill them up full time. I wasn't guaranteeing to fill them up full time, but I promised them 40 hours a week at an hourly rate where, again, you can just help me. We got this whole scheduling thing we got to do for the next year. We got a bunch of stuff. I need to take my family to Wisconsin for Thanksgiving. So I knew that I may not make the profits I wanted to make in those 2 months, especially really, you know, really, really busy times. But I'd give myself a little bit of a break. And secondly, this was a long-term future plan. If I found that great person, I was willing to hang on to him, lose a little bit of money, take it further, knowing that this was going to be the plan for the following year. So those were the things I really focused on, was finding those right people, getting them in place, and then filling up that groomer number 3 to essentially get to groomer number 4. And again, I'm kind of playing with, like, I don't know how many people are going to stay, how many people are going to go with this person. So it was a bit blind. It was a bit scary. I lived with a lot of worry, like, what's going to happen? But that was my whole game plan of taking it to the next level. One thing I will say too, I did give myself a little bit of grace. Like, I'm telling you, this is a lot of progress. The fact that I, like, took 5 minutes to eat a cupcake and celebrate what I had just done, that doesn't happen. I never celebrate. I'm like, on to the next thing, on to the next thing. But the second was, as competitive as I am, so I have all the sales. The previous owner kept a spreadsheet of, like, I literally have every single month from the time she opened in 2007 to when she sold it. I know exactly what they made each month. I don't know her profits, but I do know what she brought in. And so my whole goal was to beat that and to grow it. And, you know, I know where I want my sales to be. I want to be up. I let September be. I was like, just let this month be. You got 3 weeks of it. You're figuring it out. Don't even compare. Just let it be. And then it would be all up to me starting in October. So I had given myself just a bit of grace to get my feet under me. And then I was like, I got to close out October ahead. We got to win. So that was the game plan. That was moving forward. And I will continue to talk about how we compared to that, how what we were able to do, and how I was able to get to the place where I wanted to by year end.